Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It's very hard to live up to an image.
Why do you think you've outlasted every other entertainer?
I take vitamin E.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Good Sunday morning to you. It's Dave Flyer back with you on 720 WGN. So world-famous entertainer Elvis Presley experienced a life of public triumphs and personal heartaches. August 16th marks the 40th anniversary since Elvis's passing, and his legacy will be celebrated worldwide. His amazing life is chronicled in the new edition of the Reels Channel docuseries Elvis Presley Behind Closed Doors, with intimate stories told by some of the friends and family who knew him best. And viewers are taken along on Presley's journey from his dirt poor childhood, where the church was his sanctuary, to his first steps as a rock and roller breaking all the rules. Now, Natalie Morales of NBC News and the host of Access Hollywood is the host of Behind Closed Doors, and she joins us this morning. Good morning, Natalie.
Good morning to you, Dave. Thanks for promoting the show.
Absolutely. Well, you know what? I've seen a couple of these shows already with Robin Williams and Jackie Kennedy and Princess Diana, and what I really like about these is that there's footage I really haven't seen anywhere else, and you really have captured the essence of each of these individuals with some very interesting conversations.
Well, thanks for doing my job for me, because I was going to say all of that. You know, we do have an incredible, especially with this Elvis Presley. I think it's actually, of all the ones that we've done, I think one of the ones we're most proud of. I mean, first of all, because we have some incredible interviews with people who knew him best. And also, you know, his first interviews that he ever did on television. So we really dug back in the archives and really got a sense of Elvis's journey and, you know, as you mentioned, his triumphs, but also the tragedy that, you know, it became his life.
And you think about this 40 years after, you know, he permanently left the building, you know, 1977, died of a heart attack in Memphis and Graceland, which still draws 600,000 visitors a year, only second to the White House. He very much remains in the public eye.
Absolutely. You know, you have not lived until you visited the jungle room and
right.
The interior decor. I've actually been there.
Yeah, same here.
I did a Lisa Marie Presley interview, I guess it was about 3 years ago, from Graceland, and it is just fascinating everywhere you look, and there were fans everywhere celebrating. It was then a birthday celebration for him. So it's the draw of Elvis is still near and dear to everyone. He will forever remain the king. But, you know, I think his journey is what's so fascinating, how this dirt poor kid could end up becoming somebody who still inspires and draws people the way he does.
You know, while he died so young, he really lived, and I'm sure you when you did all this, you realize this.
Yes.
He lived several lifetimes in just four decades.
He sure did. I mean, think about, you know, his early passions for singing started in the church, and then how that then became, you know, his sort of signature soul voice. But then he learned how to rock and roll with the pelvis. You know, he became Elvis the Pelvis. I mean, you think of all sort of the various ways his life changed. And then, of course, the sad part of it is, you know, Elvis the Stud, who
right.
he was when he was making movies. And,
yeah.
I mean, he was, to this day, one of the highest grossing film stars. You know, when you think about his career in the pictures, plus in music as well, and then to sadly end up, you know, with toward the end of his life, realizing, you know, he became, as everybody calls him now, it was Fat Elvis, and it was just
right.
That was to him probably the most scarring of it all. When he was in his 40s, he became fat and 40. So, you know, this really is sort of the story of that whole arc of his life and the many sort of twists and turns that it took.
Twists and turns, but groundbreaking all along the way. You know, I was reading about this, you know, in the early days, you know, at a time where the country was very much still segregated. You know, he frequented a lot of black nightclubs to absorb and study the music of Ike Turner and Jackie Wilson and Junior Parker and others, all of which were a major inspiration for him. And, you know, I mean, he really was a revolutionary, even as a rock star. I mean, his status as the first big icon of the rock and roll era, you know, he really paved the way for the likes of the Beatles and Stones and Michael Jackson and U2 even.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, yeah, if you think about how much music really began, I mean, that's why he is who he is as the king, because I think he understood that music is so much more. There's a power in music that is so healing, and it can bring us all together. It can unite us. So, and he took a lot of his influence from, you know, the music, gospel music. He took a lot of that sound, and he took music from jazz, and he understood that in order to bring people together, you have to be able to sing to everyone, not just to one group of people.
Well, and this is also a lesson learned, even though it's happened over and over again to other musicians and other celebrities. I mean, the exposure, the overexposure that his manager, Colonel Tom Parker, exposed him to, it really made him a victim of his own success.
Yeah, in a way, it was sort of, even though he was the one who discovered and created the Elvis that we all know in that way, there was sort of a love-hate with that, too, when it came to Elvis's life. And I think, you know, at the end of the day, I think he realized Elvis knew how to do Elvis.
Yeah.
And but, yeah, it was sort of, you know, be careful what you wish for, because, you know, the Colonel really is the one who brought Elvis to the big screen in the movies and the pictures. He's the one who really believed in Elvis early on, but then at the same time, it became too much even for Elvis.
What are some of the very cool, unique things are we going to see in this edition of Behind Closed Doors?
Well, I mentioned some incredible interviews. Wink Martindale, who, you know, he was
a music guy.
Radio guy. Elvis gave his first in-studio radio interview, so you're going to hear a lot from him throughout. You know, you're going to hear from Wayne Newton, who was really helpful to Elvis in talking and giving him advice on his career, but also how they both sort of helped each other, and Elvis, you know, warning him not to make some of the mistakes that he did in his life.
Mm-hmm.
Linda Thompson, who was one of his girlfriends at the time, talks about sort of the painful moments that Elvis went through with the path that he took with becoming overweight and even, you know, popping too many pills. And even, you know, he was so scarred, I guess, by this image that people kept calling him Fat and 40, that he underwent a facelift, which at the time was not talked about or really publicized. But, you know, it was one of the first times that I think a celebrity really, he felt the pressure of that fame so much that he felt he had to change who he was.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we also have the last sort of moments of Elvis's life. David Stanley, who was his stepbrother, talks to us very candidly about what Elvis was going through. And that very day before he died, Elvis told him that he would see him, you know, on another plane, almost foretelling his death. So some really great, you know, insight, perspectives on Elvis, and a perfect way to, I think, remember him and all that he's given to us in these 40 years since his death.
As I was gonna say, I was 10 when Elvis was when he died, and you were much younger.
Do you remember?
And, well, I do. Yeah. At 10, I remember that moment. But you and I, and you're much younger than me, but we really never got to experience, you know, Elvis in his heyday. He's more of a legend to us. But even for you and I, his mark on music in general has impacted us all in some way.
Yeah, no, completely. And, you know, it's interesting because, you know, I do think, you know, those of a certain generation who remember all the highs and then seeing Elvis in the lows know exactly what he was going through. But for us, I think the music lives on and tells the Elvis story. It's the legacy that he has left us.
Absolutely.
And I think that is, you know, it's larger than his own life. I think he would be, even to this day, so shocked and surprised at, you know, the love and the support that he still has. And as you mentioned, the thousands who still gather at Graceland every anniversary of his death, his birthdays, people want to remember him always.
He's big, absolutely, absolutely. So how are you enjoying the West Coast and not getting up at 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning?
I love Los Angeles. L.A. life is great. It's, you know, it's the best of everything. We've got mountains, we've got ocean.
Yeah,
you know, everything's like an hour and a half away, so we love it. And yes, I'm sleeping in a little bit later,
just
although
a little.
Not much later.
Yeah, you're working, your mom. You got plenty to do.
We have a morning show
right.
after 5,
right.
so we're still doing mornings, but not as early.
Gotcha. Very cool. Well, the Elvis edition of Behind Closed Doors debuts tonight at 8 Central on the Reels channel, and you can catch Natalie on Access Hollywood weekdays at 6:30 and Access Hollywood Live on NBC5 here in Chicago. Also on the Today Show, pop it up now and then, and Dateline NBC as well. Hardest working woman in show business. Natalie, thank you.
Glad to get around, Dave.
You really do. You really do. Hey, thanks for spending some time with us this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Really appreciate it. Thanks, Dave.
Thank you, Natalie. All right, news is next on 720 WGN.